Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. School is back in, and that means life gets even crazier. I mean, it seems like it happens every year. So now you've got the new norm where you got to get kids up. And every year you say, well, I'm going to get them trained on getting up earlier, but it never happened. And now you've got the crush to get the school supplies, which are just hundreds of dollars now. And then you've got lunches to prepare and you're trying to make it good food. I could just go on, not including getting to the office late because, well, the school bus stopped every 30 feet. You know what? Everybody chooses a center for their life. I pray today this would be an encouragement for you. It is the center that we choose that often makes a really big difference in how we weather these new storms in life or these new seasons that take us into difficulty. You see, everybody chooses a center for life. It's the priority or the power, maybe the person that you're with or the person that you depend on more than anything else in the day. I mean, what's yours? What would your best friend forever, your BFF, say that it is? Now, some folks, they choose a priority as the center of life. It could be physical appearance or helping the poor or being number one or rising to the right kind of status or stature. I mean, some folks choose a power like money or politics or education, maybe to be first and center in their life. Other folks choose a person, like a romantic relationship or a boss or a member of the family. In the end, our calendar and our lifestyle seems to be built around that center. Your day and sense of identity don't work without it. Have you got a picture of what I'm talking about here? In all my years in serving in ministry leadership, and now in the past five, pastoring Sugar Hill Church, I can't tell you how many times that I have had to remind people who they were newly in love with and not to neglect all their family and other friends. Why? Because when people first fall in love, they naturally make that other person the center of their everyday life. So in premarital counseling, sometimes I have to remind people that, okay, your entire focus is on this wedding, but you've got an entire other life that you've got to remain focused on. Or I know you're counting on your spouse to get all this done and make your day perfect. But the fact is, when we are in that situation, we often forget what we were supposed to be in love with. All of a sudden, every other priority, power, or people don't matter much to us. No one tells us to choose to call the one they love first thing in the morning, to not hang around old flames or to spend some money to buy them a gift. They just do it. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, and in Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Jesus says each of us needs to imitate that kind of first love behavior where we never lose the awe. We never lose that. Jenny and I have been married about 10 years. And it's interesting, when you look across a room and I can catch her eye, I really do. I think I know exactly what she's thinking, and vice versa. Jesus has this great opportunity for us to live first love behavior, not out of obligation, but out of love for the one who loves us most. As you begin this week, and you have an opportunity today to make Jesus first and center of your heart, I want to remind you of that one little simple fact that Jesus has already made you the center of his love. He gave up heaven to come and offer his life for you. He rose again to forever protect and care for you. And even right now, the Bible says he sits at the right hand of the Father, God, interceding, meaning praying for you. And if you're wondering where to read that, you can read that in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Now, you might not understand all that means, but there is someone in heaven who loves you every second of every day. If you'll start to make some simple everyday choices to choose Jesus first, he'll become the center of a joy and love you've never known. His love is already centered on you. As Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 says, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. So as you get ready to go into this week, I want to encourage you, why not take a few minutes today on this Monday? Maybe it's already this morning or taking some time this evening and talk with God about the question that started this conversation today. What's really the center of your life this week, and what would your BFF say it is? God bless you, friend. I trust you'll spend a time in meditation with the Lord today, and you'll be encouraged, and you'll be able to walk as you meditate on things that matter to Him. God bless you. Don't forget to share these day in and day out. And we look forward to being with you this coming Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 and 11:00.